Hi, this is Bob Enyart with Real Science Friday. You can get great science materials from us, DVDs, debates, books, all from our website, kgov.com, or by calling us 1-800-8-ENYART. So here's a list of what you can get. DVDs from Illustra Media that we carry, The Privileged Planet, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, and Darwin's Dilemma. And then there are the two fabulous DVDs from Dr. Carl Werner on Evolution, the Grand Experiment, Living Fossils. You'll want to see those. And then Spike Passaris, formerly with the U.S. Military Space Program, What You Aren't Being Told About Astronomy. And then there's the BEL debates, Bob Debates an Evolutionist, Dr. Eugenie Scott on DVD, and a book, Does God Exist?, Bob Enyart debates atheist Zaketh, a psychologist. We also have two DVDs on our seminar, Does God Exist?, and then Mount St. Helens, the explosive evidence for catastrophe. We also have our debate on the age of the earth, where I got to debate a mathematician from CU up in Boulder and a geophysicist on this MP3 CD. And finally, my favorite science book, In the Beginning, by Dr. Walt Brown. Just call us at 800-8-ENYART, 800-836-9278, or check out our online store in the science department, either at kgov.com or realsciencefriday.com. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and in studio, thank you, Leslie Hanks, for being in the studio when I was out getting signatures earlier in the week.
Oh, thank you, Bob. It was a delight to be here, always.
You were here with Joe Scott.
Right.
With Pro-Life Colorado.
Absolutely.
And you guys did a great job. Thank you for letting me call into my own show for a few minutes.
Of course.
And it was really neat to get signatures, Leslie. The deadline is July 31st, and I was out at the local library, and I had the petition on a clipboard. And
right.
On the back, you know, a lot of us put pro-life petition in big print on the back.
Of course.
A gal came from across the parking lot. I mean, quite a distance. She was squinting.
Oh.
And she came across the parking lot, and she said, "What is that you have?"
I
said, "It's a pro-life petition." She said, "I want to sign that."
Isn't that awesome? That's always an encouragement when that happens, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you have gotten a lot of signatures. I know that we're going to talk about a trilogy, a documentary that has helped encourage the modern personhood movement, the Focus on the Strategy series 1, 2, and 3, the DVDs. But before that, you've gotten a lot of signatures.
I have.
How many about?
I turned in my 33rd petition the other day, so that's over 1,800. And I have another one almost filled, so I'm heading towards 2,000.
Oh, wow. Leslie, Hanks. So 100,000 signatures would get us on the ballot. So if we had 50 Leslies, you know, I always tell my mother, Connie, Sharon, I always say, "Mom, if we had 500 of you, we'd win the war."
Absolutely. Connie Sharon is the best.
Don't you think so?
She is. She is a warrior for life, as you are. And there's so many people that love the babies that want to see this crazy Holocaust end in our lifetimes.
So, Leslie, oh, and by the way, my mom was widowed many years ago, 20 years ago or so. And Al Sharon, he was widowed. And he's a messianic believer, Christian. Believes in Jesus Christ as the Messiah.
Praise
and
the Lord.
And they met, and it's all history since then.
Oh, and Pops is wonderful, too. He's, you know, he's always there helping. Anytime she's with us, he's there, too. And it's a real inspiration.
Yeah. They're a great team. They help Bob and Enyart live in an extraordinary way. It's a labor of love.
Such dedication.
For Mom and Pops and for so many, really.
That's right.
I was telling our boys yesterday, all the people who, because of their effort, enable Bob Enyart Live, and mentioned you and Joe Scott and Doug McBurney and Daryl Berkey and Will Duffy and Mom and Pops and so many who do so much, and whoever, Wally, Nix, right? And I know I'm in trouble with like 17 people right now for not naming them, but it's just a blessing. We all have the same vision and goal and purpose. And this has been consistent now for 22 years on the air,
which is
to teach people that there is a God, that he is good. He loves us and he told us right from wrong.
That's right. Well, and if you don't mind my saying so, Bob, there's a huge void in Denver talk radio drive time afternoon that I'd love to see you take part of because boy, it's really grim out there if you pay attention to these new programs.
You know, I think that our time slot where Kaplis and Silverman are now off the air.
Right.
There are people that are searching the dial for something interesting
to listen to.
And they're finding Bob and Yurt Live on KLTT. We have our downloads available at kgov.com, our Real Science Friday podcast. So there's a lot going on. And Leslie, I think it's been just the steadfastness of teaching the same thing for all these years, that God made us in his image, in his likeness, and that's why we have the right to life.
Oh, absolutely. And we've forgotten. The country as a whole is under some kind of mass delusion that we don't have an inalienable God-given right to life
anymore.
Right.
They think that rights come from the majority.
The government.
In which case, they're not rights, are they?
That's right.
They're privileges.
That's correct.
If the government says, okay, we're going to let you do this, we're going to let you live.
Yeah.
Well, then that's not a right. Does it make sense that perhaps rights would come from the majority?
No, because we've had situations in history in the past where people have been exploited and oppressed in horrifying ways. For instance, back in the Civil War era, when the black man was declared not to be a person and was
property.
Property. That's exactly the problem today with the babies. The mom thinks the baby is her property, but back then, the Dred Scott decision, that horrendous Supreme
Court
decision.
By the U.S. Supreme Court.
They said that the black man was not a person and was
which
property.
They have never officially acknowledged that ruling as a crime against humanity. They've never retracted it. They've never apologized for it. Now and then, somebody on the Supreme Court will call it by some quirky adjective.
Right.
But never the court saying that, here is our mea culpa. We are sorry. This was wrong. We helped to continue a great injustice. Never. And there's institutional pride, which prevents, fallen human beings as they come together in committees. It tends to prevent them from being humble.
Right. So we should never expect that Roe v. Wade will be apologized for either.
No.
If it would ever be overturned, which, judging by the most recent decision that came out, I don't think we have much hope there at all.
Chief Justice John Roberts being the deciding vote to uphold Obamacare. And we worked, 10 years? We being like the entire conservative Christian pro-life community worked 10 years to get John Roberts on the bench, basically.
Yeah.
10 years giving hundreds of millions of dollars in campaigning. And all that, now we didn't, you and I, because at the time we were warning people that John Roberts was the enemy.
Yes, we were trying.
Yeah, but National Right to Life, Focus on the Family, AUL, and all the pro-life industry talking heads, they are so gullible and they support the enemy time and time again.
Vote Republican.
Vote Republican even when it's the enemy.
Right, and then you'll get our guy, and our guy will be so much better than their guy.
He'll be so nice to us. Our guy will be really nice to the family, to God's concerns, to the innocent child. You know, he'll know what's right because he's our guy.
And he's a strict constructionist.
Oh, yes. Right. That's why Mitt Romney sent his advisors to the White House to foist Romney care on the whole country. If he knew that it's wrong for the federal government to have this health care reform, why would he have been a part of it? He didn't know that. He doesn't care. He's not repentant. He's not sorry. He's never apologized for Romney care. He only brags about it.
He's the architect and Obama's the editor, I heard somebody say.
Yeah. Romney is the architect of Obamacare, and really the Supreme Court upheld Romney care.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well,
Romney care had the individual mandate and tax-funded abortion and the whole thing.
And does Romney still have on his website that he's going to nominate people to the Supreme Court in the
like
model
Roberts.
Of John Roberts?
Well, I think Last I checked, it was still there.
Wow.
And I'm sure it is because, you know, pride and all that. But we're talking about rights. So rights don't come from the government and they don't come from the majority. Think about the Germans over the Jews. You know, Germany hated the Jews and they implemented policies whereby they killed millions of Jews. And as far as I know, Hitler never killed a single Jew by his own hand. And it's hard work to kill millions of people. It takes tens of thousands of workers to kill millions of people.
Yeah.
And
just
so,
like Planned Parenthood.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's not the majority that we get our rights from, because just think of Germans over Jews or Americans over blacks. That's absurd. Your rights come from God at the moment you're created. And so that's even in our Declaration of Independence.
It sure is. And I don't think they are doing a very good job of teaching that these days, apparently.
No. It's got to be unconstitutional because there was a Republican judge. What was it? The Second Circuit? Who ruled. He wrote the ruling that under God in the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional.
Oh.
Just like it was Republican judges who ruled that California's Defense of Marriage Amendment is unconstitutional. So God is unconstitutional. Marriage is unconstitutional. Roe v. Wade was a Republican ruling. The definition of insanity is the Republican Party. That's the short form.
Have you read Alan Keyes' new article? It's something like Satan versus Beelzebub for the two nominees this upcoming election. It's good. He's always good, of course.
Yeah,
but
he's brilliant. So the devil versus Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which is worse? I like to ask these Christians who think that by supporting a child killer that they'll be better off and the nation will be better off. I like to ask them, what did Jesus mean when he warned us about wolves in sheep's clothing?
Yeah.
What was that about? Because it doesn't seem like they process that.
You cannot defeat evil with evil. And that's what our choices are this time, it seems. So we have to think outside the box.
Yeah. And if you want, you know, all the talking heads, the liberal Republicans who say, you know, we can't have somebody who's against abortion. We just can't do that because then we won't win, because it's independents who decide elections. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
And during the primaries, they tell you it's independents who decide elections. That's why we need John McCain. That's why we need Bob Dole. We need Bob Dole to represent the Republican Party and save America. Because independence, so what? Ronald Reagan, he won an overwhelming electoral victory. And he was hardcore, right-wing, conservative, Christian. Not that he followed through, but that was the perception overwhelmingly. And that was also the perception of George W. Bush, who won twice. We put up these liberal Republicans, and they get trounced.
Yep.
And isn't that to be expected? Of course. So when they say the Republican Party, they say independents decide elections, it dawned on me. Well, I want candidates who are against the killing of innocent children, so I have to be an independent so I can decide the election.
There you go.
And that's really true.
Yeah.
We have to tell them that we're not going to vote for a Republican child killer. We're just not going to do it. You know what? We could think for ourselves. Because, Leslie, if you vote a party line, then you're not an independent, right?
Right.
You vote the party line. So no matter who the Republican is or the Democrat, even if they're child-killing socialists, you just vote for them. But if you're an independent-minded, you could say, you know what? I'm not going to vote for the Republican child killer. I'm not. I'll vote for a third party. And in Colorado, we're going to have on the ballot
Tom Heffling.
That's right. Is he pro-life?
He is. He says if he gets elected on day one, he will close every killing clinic in America.
That is so great.
That is.
And he'd have the authority to do that as the president, to uphold the Constitution, which says no state shall deprive any person of equal protection under the law, due process. So he could use federal marshals and close down the abortion clinics. And that'd be great. Now, he doesn't have a chance.
You don't think so?
No. I'm sure of it. I mean, unless God came down and, well, I don't even want to describe what God could do because it'd be horrific, but it would be well deserved. But God could do that and then Tom would win. If he's like the last man standing, he'd win.
Well, and at least there's a choice for Christians.
That's right. That's what I mean by independent. So the liberal Republicans would rather give the election to a Democrat like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama than to nominate a conservative Republican who could win.
That's right.
They'd rather do that. And history has shown us over and over again, the Mike Rosens of the world would rather give the election to Bill Clinton or Barack Obama than nominate a strong pro-life, pro-family, Christian conservative that would energize the base. And he's got to know it. Is he stupid? I don't think he has a low IQ.
No.
Rosen, you ever hear Rosen?
Oh, I hear him occasionally.
KOA?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a social liberal big time, and it apparently hasn't dawned on him that there is a fiscal cost for being a social liberal.
Well, right. What a great point. Being a social liberal, when you don't recognize that our rights come from God, then right and wrong, you just make it up as you go along. And part of what they make up is socialism. God said, thou shalt not steal. So when Mike says, hey, you know, I don't know that I believe in God. I don't know that, or he might just affirm atheism. I can't recall his latest flavor. But the moral cost of that view, there's a moral cost and an economic cost. And when there's no such thing as right or wrong, absolute from God, then we all make it up. And guess what, Mike Rosen? A lot of people make up that they like your money.
Yeah.
That's what they make up.
The majority has decided that that's the case.
Yeah. And I do believe that somebody like Mike Rosen on KOA, who says he's a party line Republican, I believe that he would rather have Bill Clinton than a strong pro-life, pro-family Republican who would support low taxes.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah. So because Mike's not stupid, back to that point. When you look at American politics over decades now, the social conservative candidate who's perceived that way wins the White House, and the social liberal gets trounced. And it very well may happen again. So it's the Mike Rosens of the world and the Dan Kaplises of the world who are giving the White House to the liberals because they say, you know, I'm going to support the child-killing Republican, no matter how bad he is, because I want a Republican in the White House. And then they demoralize the base because we realize that our guy is maybe even worse than their guy.
Well, and how do you explain this, Bob? I keep hearing there's so many more conservatives than there are liberals, true liberals. And yet it seems like we just keep being pulled, you know, 90 miles an hour in the liberal direction.
Right,
why
right.
are they so successful?
The whole country is going that way, right? Even when the country, even when the Republican Party has the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court and the White House, you track those years and the country just plummets into debt and into immorality.
Well, it's
and
really
depravity.
It's sad.
So there is a reason, right? It's what Jesus said, that wide is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way, and few are on it that lead to eternal life. So politics, I'm not a fan of party politics. I don't like it. Have you ever picked up on that?
Yeah.
I just don't like, I don't like democracy. I just don't like it because the majority shouted, crucify him, crucify him. And if Jesus came back, if he ran, he'd lose.
Well, that's true. That's
and
true.
Many of our Christian leaders would be lobbying against him and for Mitt Romney, many of them.
That reminds me of an article I was going to bring up today, if that's okay. It's on boundforlife.com blog. It's just a great article called When the Pulpit is Silent. Mm. And I have to say, you know, you're one of the few pastors I'm aware of that really preaches very strongly for the sanctity of human life.
Oh.
And I praise the Lord that I have the privilege of sitting under your teaching. But this article talks about Reverend Charles Finney, who was a key voice in the Second Great Awakening. And he says, if there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it.
Mm.
And boy, the mm-hmm. quote goes on longer than I probably ought to read, but it describes so perfectly, you know, where
what's
the
happening?
Country is right now. Like,
are you
going to
blog on that? Are you going to blog on that? Because
maybe
I'll link
to
it if you do from kgov.com in our show summary. So, Leslie, this is true. Millions of young kids don't know that sex outside of marriage is wrong. Millions of them.
That's right.
Millions of young kids don't know that it's wrong to kill an unborn child. They don't know that homosexuality is wrong. It's gross, too. It's not only wrong, it's gross. They don't know that. And so when you look at kids growing up in the church, in actual Bible-believing churches, or what you might call conservative churches of all different denominations, many of those kids don't believe that it's wrong to have sex out of marriage, or that abortion is wrong, or a lot of them support homosexual marriage, of all things.
Well, a lot of the pastors are concerned that they're going to hurt the feelings of the women in the pews, and a third of the membership, the female membership of most churches, is likely going to be post-abortive. So you could see where the pastor would be reticent to preach strongly. But what a blessing it was that we were at Calvary Chapel Castle Rock last weekend, and I know Dave Love was on the show yesterday, and he was just fantastic. His sermon
Pastor
really
Love.
Proclaimed.
What a great name.
Yeah, he loves
better
the babies.
Than Governor John Love.
Amen.
He's the one who decriminalized abortion in Colorado.
That's right. That's
40-some
right.
years ago. This is Pastor Love.
Pastor Love loves the babies, and he gave a fantastic sermon about how precious and infinitely valuable in God's sight every baby is. So
Leslie, these DVDs focus on the strategy 1, 2, and 3. The first one came back in 2005, and it's actually, people could watch them online at AmericanRightToLife.org.
Well, in the first one, I was so blown away when I first saw it, because it went to the heart of the matter and said, you know, if we uphold this, then all these peripheral problems will be solved.
Right. If we uphold personhood, then listing about 20 different
problems.
Battles we're fighting.
Yeah.
All those are solved with one victory. Whereas you fight these 20, and if you stop like interstate transport of a juvenile for an abortion, and you spend 18 years fighting for that, as though you're going to win it anyway, and you win, they still kill these kids
right. In
every conceivable way. But when you win on personhood, then you've literally won all those other battles. Parental consent and the pain that the child feels, and just so many, 20 of them. And that's in Focus on the Strategy 2. Do you remember Focus on the Strategy 1 was filmed before a live audience of 300 Christian activists in Denver, and it got a review of awesome 600 thumbs up.
That was such a fantastic event.
Yeah, OSA, Flip Benham, right, in town. And Matt Truella, who heads up the missionaries
to the preborn,
Matt Truella wrote this in his newsletter. He said, Focus on the Strategy is the most important message for the Christian community in a century.
Oh, man.
And he called it the DVD of the century.
That fantastic.
Was pretty encouraging, especially since the century has just begun.
That's right.
But Leslie, then came Focus on the Strategy 2, which was filmed at the state capitol in the Supreme Court chambers, where the governor 40 years earlier to the very day,
That's right. Thanks to
you making that event happen 40 years in the wilderness, and to the very day where he signed the law saying you could kill children in Colorado, we filmed Focus on the Strategy too. It had plenty of cameo appearances from really great people.
Alan Keyes, Judy Brown.
That's right. And a founder of National Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life.
John Archibald
and others. It was what a stunning time.
It was a great day.
Yeah. And so that's Focus on the Strategy 2. And then to complete the trilogy, Focus on the Strategy 3, which was filmed at the Life Commercials Banquet. You recall you were there.
I was.
And we presented the three-pronged strategy for ending abortion, and it is to recriminalize. That's got to be the goal, to stigmatize, and to evangelize and educate. So forget this. We can't mention God. Forget that, because the laws of science don't say that it's wrong to lynch a black man. They don't say that.
They don't.
You can't find that anywhere in your physics textbook. That's I never saw it.
Very true.
But it only comes from God. God, it's not the majority, it's not the government, it's not the laws of science, it's God. Thus saith the Lord, do not kill the innocent. And in the Bible, God speaks of children, including unborn children, in the most wonderful of ways, showing that he values them as eternal creatures, living human beings.
That's right. And it's just so tragic when we're at the mill and we're trying to explain to the moms, you know, these babies are being dismembered and thrown away like trash, yet they have souls.
Wow.
And they're made in the image and likeness of Almighty God. Hey, we have a billboard up in Grand Junction that proclaims that.
Who put it up? Colorado Right to Life?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And great job.
We're about to get a little message on it that says you can still get a petition.
Oh, very good. That's really encouraging, because if people call 303-456-2800, they could find out where to go to sign a petition. I'm going to be out. Cheryl and I are going out this evening to get signatures at an event.
Excellent.
People could find out where to go to sign a petition or how to get a petition. It's actually not too late to have us mail you one. If you're in the Denver metro area or Colorado Springs or around the state, there are places where you could pick one up.
Colorado Right to Life's office right up from the Capitol.
That's right. Three doors north of the Capitol on Grant Street. But if you can't get to a pickup center, then just call and there's still time to mail it to you. You could get 5 or 10 signatures, get that notarized. It's as easy as could be. You go to the bank and you say, could you notarize this for me? And they say,
right.
Sure.
That's a piece of
and
cake.
Just
that's...
make sure they use your photo ID, not personal knowledge.
Right.
Remember that
trick?
Caused
us a little trouble last time.
That's right. The notary has to say that they checked your photo ID.
Right. And people should remember, don't take the petition apart. We have had some people doing that, and that
yeah,
invalidates it.
They take it apart, and you know those bureaucrats.
They don't
all
like that.
All the staples loose. That's the whole thing. 56 signatures being thrown out because the staples, we're like, because the staple is loose? So that last time they threw out tens of thousands of signatures.
That's right.
Including because of the whole notary thing, when we called the chief notary of the state, and we said, did you know it would be invalid if the notary said personal knowledge? And the chief notary said, I had no idea. I've never heard that. And they passed the law.
Isn't that outrageous?
They passed the law that the notarizing is different only to get on the ballot. And Leslie, I think I call that the Leslie Hanks law. I think they did that for you.
Oh.
And for Guabe and for Christy Burton. It's your law because they wanted to make it harder to get on the ballot. So not a single notary in this whole state of Colorado was notified. You remember that?
I do, and it's just outrageous.
They changed the law. They didn't notify a single notary, and the chief notary of the state didn't know about it.
Well, we keep persevering and marching forward for the babies. Bob, thanks for all your help.
Well, you're welcome, Leslie. So these DVDs, by the way, if somebody calls us at 800-8-NYART, they could get all three.
And
all
they would be
DVDs.
Blessed. If they got to see those, they'd be blessed.
Yeah, and if you have them in your hand, you could share them with other people.
That's right.
And they're online. Hey, God bless you guys.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.